Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
More about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve DelBianco, a great global leader, my friends, executive director of NetChoice.org and vice chair for policy coordination with ICANN. That's a global consortium of leaders all over the world who are now managing the governance of the names and numbers that are how your website and how you get to other people's websites. They manage all the coordinating all that, and Steve has not only been part of the transition of that to that global consortium, but also the way they operate themselves, function, and the way they operate and the way they settle disputes, which is what we talked about in the last segment. Wrapping up real quickly, Steve, the Amazon thing we talked about. That's going to be finally decided in your next trip, which you're leaving to go to Abu Dhabi. Is that right?
That's right, Jim.
And United Arab Emirates.
The United Arab Emirates, the Abu Dhabi's name of the city, will be there for a week, and the ICANN Board of Directors will be voting on how to react, how to finally close the question.
I can't
whether
wait.
To give Amazon, I'm serious, give Amazon their top-level domain or a seed to governments.
And you think
really
Amazon has a right to this? The company has a right
to
this?
I do indeed.
Will you have a vote?
Go that way. I will have a lot of influence, but not a vote.
Okay, so we'll see how that goes. I look forward to the report. Let's move over and talk about another part of ICANN, which is the register of who's in charge of the various domains, like mine and yours.
That's right, Jim. If I went to smallbusinessadvocate.com, I could bring up a service called Who Is? Who is smallbusinessadvocate.com? And it tells me, Jim Blasingame, you're the technical contact, the administrative contact. You put your phone number,
address, all that, yeah.
That's right. So that if something was going wrong, and if, for instance, your website was being hijacked and sending denial of service attacks to malware to my site, I could contact you right away to say, hey, something's going on with your website.
Or if you owned a website, if you owned a domain, whatever it might be, chickenwings.com, and you weren't using it, it was obvious you weren't using it, I could call you or write you and say, hey, how much? I'd like to have this.
That's right. Another would be, let's suppose somebody had a website called businessradionews.com, and,
right.
and suddenly you discovered they were running podcasts of the Small Business Advocate without your permission.
Right.
Well, you're going to go to Who Is to learn out the administrative contact them and say, wait a minute, you owe me a royalty.
That's
or you
right.
can't, you don't have permission. Law enforcement often uses this to track down counterfeit goods, counterfeit drugs, illegal activities, stolen music, movies, software, books, and games. And the Who Is service has been at the core of what ICANN has maintained.
It's very handy.
I use it all the time. And it is under threat now because the European Commission, European government, next May, we'll have a new law in effect, a privacy law, a general data protection regulation, and it will literally fine a company up to 4% of their gross sales if they reveal the personal information of a European resident.
Wow.
Without that resident's express consent.
Oh, this is part of the right to be left alone thing they've got to do.
Actually not. That's the right to
Sounds
be
like it though, doesn't
gosh,
it?
Oh, would I love to forget that one? But
yeah.
This is a little different because the Europeans have a different balance in mind when it comes to privacy of individuals versus the right to know who you're dealing with when you're giving money to a charity, when you're buying something online. And the American and more of the Western law enforcement perspective is that we want to know who we're dealing with. So Who is an example of what something we say is in the public interest. In the public interest to know who is the owner-operator of a website, but not in Europe. In Europe, they're going to claim that you'll be fined if you reveal the name of that individual
What is the motivation?
It's a general privacy initiative on the part of European Commission and, to some extent, the rest of the European nations. They are very privacy-focused, and they take it as a point of pride and distinguishes those countries from the American approach.
In America, we just think of it as just like it's another part of your business. If you have a business, then people should be able to find where your business is and how to write a letter, call them, how to go knock on the door, right?
Jim, I agree with you, and I'm going to make your argument there at ICANN next week and over the next several months, because we think that the European governments, when they really understand the way in which we use WHOIS for legitimate purposes, they'll see the public interest that is served and create an exemption.
Is there any kind of a nefarious connection to a WHOIS search? Has anybody ever? It's not like it's not like Craigslist, right?
Where people No. I'll give you two. It might be that if somebody looked at WHOIS for smallbusinessadvocate.com, they would learn the phone number you put in there. They might learn a mailing address, and you could get spam. It's possible you could get spam. That's one.
Well, they'd have to get in line with all the other ways people can get spam.
That's right. Get in line, right? And then the other could be, let's suppose that you were putting up a website that was highly critical of President Trump, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And your political opponents would love to know your identity so that they could perhaps bring action against you.
Right.
And the WHOIS might reveal an otherwise anonymous political
Which you can solve that by just creating a fake Facebook account, right? Nobody would do that.
Yeah.
They just create a fake Facebook
account. Oh, the Russians wrote the book on that, didn't they?
That's right. And so did some journalists. So well, good luck. So when you come back, you're going to give us a report on how this went, right?
I'd love to get back on the air, Jim, and update you on how things went.
Will this be decided next week?
It will not. I will be leading a session on this a week from tomorrow, and we're going to do our best to explore
the benefit
and balance.
The benefit outweighs the potential harm on this one. I'm going with ICANN on this one. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Steve Del Bianco. When we come back, we got another important topic, political ads.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.